Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Our Stories Vietnam Part 2 debuts tonight at 7 on KRWG TV. Here's a preview with veteran Jim Harbison.
Well, it's interesting because I mentioned that I went to Vietnam on my birthday on the 18th of January and Tet broke out on the 31st. So I thought, man, this is going to be a tough year. Probably had my first contact within the first 2 weeks that I was in the field. We did in the North Highlands area, the Bong Song Plains, we did a lot of search missions. So we'd go out and patrol. And so we encountered enemy soldiers in the villages and the mountain trails probably within my first 2 weeks. No real heavy contact, but you know, you got four or five enemy soldiers shooting at you. You think it's a whole army. So I happened to get my Silver Star. I'm a Silver Star recipient. And I got that in my first 2 months that I was in country. We were going into a village and were ambushed. Another platoon leader was wounded. His radio operator was killed. They were late. They were pinned down on a rice paddy dike, and the adrenaline just kicked in, and I said, we've got to go get them. So I led a group of people, soldiers of mine, that went out to rescue them and laid down suppressive fire on the village. The company commander then made a maneuver to go around and flank the other side of the village and got ambushed in the middle of the rice paddy, and he was severely wounded and pinned down in the middle of the rice paddy. So I then took charge of the entire company to rescue both the company commander and the platoon leader and the KIA. I spent my first 3 months in Tu Corps in the Northern Highlands, and then the Marines were still locked in and surrounded at Khe Sanh. So my battalion deployed to LZ Stud at Khe Sanh, and we spent a month there fighting and relieving the Marines. When that operation was over, my battalion was then deployed to just 1,500 meters south of the DMZ on the coast, above the last Marine base, which was called Charlie 1, which is an artillery fire base, above Dong Ha. So our sister battalion had gone in the day before us and was really mauled, and they had about 170 casualties, and I want to say probably 80 KIAs. They were just devastated. So my battalion was then air assaulted in the next day to relieve them. We immediately came under artillery fire from North Vietnam. And after about an hour barrage, the counter battery fire from our side neutralized it, or at least stopped the firing. The next day, the company commander said, okay, we're going to go up an aerial recon for an ambush site. So a lesson learned for us on that, there was the company commander and the three rifle platoon leaders. Now remember, in an infantry company, you have four platoons. You have a mortar or weapons platoon, and you have three rifle platoons. So the company commander took all three rifle platoon leaders and himself up in the helicopter, and we were doing a recon, and we were shot down right off the DMZ. Very, very fortunate. I'm sitting in the middle of the helicopter looking through the seats, the pilots on the left and the co-pilot at the dashboard, and all I can think of, it looks like a pinball machine on tilt. Lights are flashing, and the pilot's yelling, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. And of course, when we got hit, it did a 90-degree bank, and I'm looking over my right shoulder at the ground, and the saying, your whole life flashes by, it really did. There was no fear. It was just calm. You just said, okay, this is, it's been a great life, this is it. And the pilot was marvelous. It was dry sand, there was one wet rice paddy. And he auto-rotated, and we slammed down all the way to the belly in this soft mud, which probably saved our lives, because it wasn't a, I mean, it was a hard impact, but not like it would have been on the sand, which had been like hitting concrete. I was the second person on the helicopter. The pilot was the first one. He ripped his door open, jumped up, pulled all the cords out of his helmet. I jumped over the lieutenant that was next to me. I was the second one out. Then a Marine helicopter flew in from Dong Ha, the old Korean War type helicopter. the old Sikorsky 34, came in and picked us up and flew us back. You know, it's just one of those things. You thought, it's not my turn. I'm a fatalist. I don't believe that when my number's up, I get to ask for new cards and get the shuffle deck. It doesn't work that way. I think being an infantry officer, you develop that kind of mindset. Part of what I did as an infantry officer was to make sure that if I was killed or wounded at any given time, it would make no difference to the platoon, because there was someone trained who knew what I was doing, where we were going, that could step right up and fill the void and not even realize I was gone.
Veteran Jim Harbison in part two of our stories, Vietnam, debuting tonight at 7 on KRWG-TV.